Save the Semantics, episode 22. It is February 23rd, 2018. Yeah, that's what's been going on. I didn't even start this without saying anything. Yeah, it's been, like, quiet, I'd say. It's always quiet for me. I generally don't really do a whole lot. I don't really do anything crazy. I don't venture out anywhere. I don't really take any trips or anything like that. At least not frequently, you know? So yeah, it's been kind of like a longish week. I was like sick all of last week. And I'm still kind of recovering from that. It's shitty. Like, being sick is shitty. Like, that's not a statement that's, like, not... it's not anything new by any means, but it is shitty. And it's, like, it wasn't, like, the flu or anything like that. It was just, like, a common cold, which I usually go through every year. At least once a year. And last week was just kind of that. I still have kind of, like coughs and shit. And, like, I wouldn't say I've really lost my voice, but, I mean, you can probably tell that my voice is kind of still a little congested and shit. It's just been weird-ass weather for, like, the last couple of weeks. Like, it started off really warm, like, at the beginning of February, and now it's, like, fucking cold. Like, I don't understand that shit. I get the whole global warming thing. Some meteorologist has got to explain what the fuck is going on, you know? Like, just weird wet weather patterns, kind of differences in the season, right? I mean, it definitely feels like winter now. But generally, if it's like, it's more warmer, especially at this time of the year, right? Like, my birthday, which was on the 9th, it was, like, really warm. It was, like, perfect weather, you know? And now we're back down to, like, like, 50-something degrees. Or, like, 5 degrees Celsius, something like that. It's just kind of weird. I don't know. I'm talking about the weather again. there's not a whole lot, I have to really say, I guess. It's just been kind of like a long, drawn-out week for me, including last week, too, because I was sick all of last week. Time seems to go really slow when you're kind of just in this state of mind where you're just like, ugh, I just can't do anything, you know? And I tried my best to get shit done. I actually felt more productive when I was, like, at my sickest, because I was, like, trying to compensate for the fact that I was, like, okay... my body is not at the healthiest point, but I'm trying to compensate for that by being productive, which I think resulted in me being more sick, because, like, I was, like, exerting more, energy into my body, whatever the fuck that means, whatever that even means, but I think, like, I don't know. I'm always bad when it comes to, like, I'm actually not even that bad. I think it's just this like, cold lasted way longer than expected. Because I did all I could to treat it, and nothing really fucking worked. Like, I drank, like, a shit ton of tea, like, herbal tea. The stuff you buy at New Leaf or Whole Foods or whatever. I took this, like, syrup that was... I forgot what was in it. Like, it was apple and vinegar... or something like that. It actually wasn't that bad. At first, it was kind of like a harsh taste, but it grew on me as I took it in, like, multiple doses. It's not anything like, it's not a prescription drug or anything like that. It's also another thing from New Leaf. I try to go, like, all organic and shit, homeopathic therapy or some bullshit like that. No, it's not. It wasn't anything like that. It was just more like. Things that I tried to tend to my thing. I drank a shit ton of water too. Nothing fucking worked, you know? See, my voice is cracking still. It's like, Like, I'm finally getting over it, but I felt like preventing a cold is, like, I feel like it's so fucking stupid. Like, even if you try your best to prevent it, like, it still comes. Like, I already, like, I felt it, like, at the back of my throat, you know? It's just, like, this congestion. You're like, oh, fuck, I'm gonna be sick, aren't I? But then, like, I do everything. I fucking drink water, cough drops, like I mentioned previously, and just, like, all that shit, and nothing works, you know? So it's like, and, like, even when I do rest and stay in my house, like, nothing fucking happens. So it's like, why even bother? So I guess I'll just fucking go out and try to get shit done. That's just kind of my mentality on that. So, yeah. With school, what am I, week 7? So I have a 10-11 week schedule. 11, week 11 being finals week. On a quarterly basis. Right now I'm on week 7, I believe. I'm kind of losing track of time. But I believe I'm on week 7. And it's like, this is, it's at this point, like, where, like, you can definitely start to see people starting to be like, alright, there's the sense of fatigue sort of setting in on people. Like, the fucking, the classes are just bare. Like, there's, like, barely anyone in, like, a lot of my classes. Like, maybe freaking, for my biggest class, maybe about, like, I don't know, 25%, 30% showed up to class. And for my other class, which is a little smaller, maybe, like, there's only, like, 10, 15, no, not even, like, there's, like, 10 people showed up to that class, and the class total is, like, maybe, like, 30 or 40, so it's, like, attendance rates are not fucking good, and, like, I know, I get that, like, I sometimes don't go to class, because I generally get more information just from reading the textbook and studying on my own at times. I'm talking about, like, the same professor I talked about before, and, like, he's not, I think his content has actually improved, in a sense, where he, I'm actually interested now in the shit that he talks about, and, like, I feel like there's some real world, not necessarily real world applications, but, like, real world examples, you know? So, it's for an accounting class, and he talks about current things. Like, he talks about, like, how the marijuana industry is mostly, like, a cash-based economy at the moment, because they don't really have an established, because it's such a new industry that, like, they don't really have an established way of processing money. That's kind of, like, the gist I got out of it. Another thing is, like, he mentions cryptocurrency, and, I mean, I've read up on cryptocurrency, but, like, I still don't really get the whole thing about it. Like, it's just hard for me to, like, wrap my mind around how it functions, you know? But, like, the way he explained it, like, it helped me get a better sense of what it is. Like, I think the reason why he was explaining why cryptocurrency is, like, so appealing, and he was saying that, like, it's appealing because, like, it's unregulated for one, right? It's not under any, like, it's not under any government regulation, and it's like, once it's, like, established as, like, a, you know, as the new currency, like, it can be used internationally, and it's worth, like, the same amount, as opposed to just, like, you know, the current currency for each sovereign state, like, something, like, along those lines. And I'm like, okay, I kind of get the idea of it now, you know? I wasn't in on the whole crypto game. I was, like, I mean, it's still going on, right? Like, but it was, like, really big towards, like, the end of last year and the beginning of this year, where people were just, like, jumping on, because, like, the stocks for the Bitcoin and Ethereum and I forgot the other one. They were just, like, skyrocketing, and then so, like, all these, like, hedge funds for crypto are fucking just making bank, you know? But it's, like, it's not a it's not a good investment at the moment. That's based on like some people. I think my accounting professor also mentioned that it's not like the most effective, or not like the, it's not the best option if you want to like, fucking, if you want to get shit done, it's not like the most effective like thing to invest in, you know? So I think that was like kind of interesting as well. I'd say like, that's like one of the things that I think he has going for him, which I think it's good. He's still not like the, I'm talking about the professor now, but I probably judged him way too harshly a little while ago. But I was just kind of in that mood. I was just kind of in the moment where I was just like, all right, I'm trying to fucking learn, you know? So, and I was just kind of frustrated, especially since it was like the beginning of the quarter as well, you know? I just got out of my break and I was like, fuck this. I don't want to fucking do anything. So I think that on top of just kind of being, just kind of tired, I guess, just kind of brought that emotion out of me. But I think you kind of have to give like some people just like a second chance, you know, just over time in a way, and see how they develop, even if it's in like a short span of time. And I feel like I have learned some interesting things, you know, like, on top of like the crypto thing, like he was mentioning how like Amazon is trying to implement this new way of, grocery shopping. So Amazon itself, I'm fairly certain, already has like a grocery, service online, you know, where you can order stuff and then it can get delivered right to your place. But what they want to try out is, they want to do it where the, excuse me, where the grocery shopping process is like, okay, you fill up your basket or your bag or whatever, and you don't have to go to like a checkout line. You can just walk on out, and then you're going to get charged on your card. And the detectors, or like the sensory detectors or whatever, can distinguish the items that you've bought, you know, crazy shit. Like, I don't know how the fuck you're gonna do that, because I know that, like, especially for like produce, you need to like the amount you're paying for what is weighted with, like, say you buy like 3 apples or something, right? And the apples are worth, I don't know, like $2.99 per pound, right? So like, just trying to like figure that out is gonna be kind of crazy. Like, I have no idea how the fuck they're gonna do that. I guess like if they have like a weight system on a shopping basket or something, right? And then it's like, okay, so we can tell that based on what their sensors are telling us, it's that he has 3 apples, that weigh about, I don't know how much an apple weighs, but they weigh a certain amount, so we're gonna charge him charge the grocer on the card by a certain amount. So it's like crazy shit like that. I'm like, yeah, what the fuck, man? That's some futuristic stuff, you know? And so like Amazon and like some other like tech companies, or just like these retail, is Amazon even a retailer? They're both a retailer and a wholesaler. So it's like the way they are is like, they're trying to eliminate, like, it's just going to be the customer and then the company. And then there's not going to be a cashier. So really the fucking robots are like taking over it in a sense, you know? It's not even like a robot. It's just going to be like a TSA thing, you know, where it's like you go through the thing and they scan you and like see what shit they have. See what shit you have, and then they're going to charge you for it. It's like fucking nuts, dude. Like, just like the level of fucking, I don't know, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. But I like, just it's like things like that. If you listen to some, like, what other people say, Like, I feel you can get just like some random ass info. Like, I'm just going to be using that story now, you know, I'm just going to be using that like as like, yo, you hear about Amazon and I'm just going to spout this. It's like, yo, where the fuck do you learn that? It's like, I just learned that from school, you know, that's the type of shit that I'm going to remember. It's not any menial thing like a calculating shit or fucking some economic theory or anything like that. It's going to be just some random fact that I just kind of heard on the go. That's going to be the type of thing that sticks, you know. I wonder if they should have like a class for that where it's just like facts about today, you know, just like things that are happening, societal development class. Now that just sounds like you're trying to like build on like social awareness. It's more like futuristic developments in society, right? And you're just talking about all these new things that are going on, and how they're going to impact your life. Like, you could talk about SpaceX, Elon Musk, all that, Amazon, like I mentioned. And it's just like, it would just be like a thing that you just talk about in class. And then you kind of try to bring it back and how it's going to affect your livelihood, affect everyone else's livelihood, whether it's like beneficial or kind of consequential for people, right? I think that'll be like an interesting class. I don't know if they have it at universities. I'm sure there's something along those lines, like study of future, like futurology or whatever. I think that'd be kind of a cool subject to like discuss and talk about, you know, because that's like the type of shit that like that's gonna stick with you. It's not a math class, you know, unless you're a mathematician. But I feel that's just for me. But just like the weird kind of class, like the different classes, are the ones that are gonna stick most, right? Like, maybe they're not important to your degree or whatever, but I think it's something that's like a little sort of deviating from your path, and you're just kind of taking a like a slight glance at it, and you're like, okay, that shit's pretty cool, you know. I think dedicating an entire class to that would be pretty dope. Not just like that kind of stuff, just like certain things, like animals. I sound like a fucking kid, but like I don't know, biology and shit, right? I don't know. I've never really had that much of an interest in biology, but like just like talk about we should do like things where like we're watching like, or like we, like a class where you kind of do research, like what they do with like Planet Earth and Blue Planet and shit like that. I don't know if that makes any sense, but. Just like a nature class. That's probably a thing, right? Yeah. Now I'm just spouting off things that I kind of want. Until I realize that the class is actually kind of boring. I feel like it's sometimes like that. Like, there's an interesting subject. But, like, the way it's presented is not that, like, well executed, I guess. I'm subtly critiquing the professors that I've had. Through the past couple of years, I haven't had really, like, a bad professor yet, you know, I've had professors that are, like, like, this quarter I have a couple and professors, but in general, I'd say, it's been alright for the most part. I haven't really had the need to be, like, okay, this professor sucks so much, I'm gonna let other people know that he sucks, like, on Rate My Professor. That's how it works, right? And you kind of see, like, you kind of get an idea of what kind of professor, like, I'm going to do a little bit of, like, a thing on Rate My Professor. For the most, I don't know, actually, I actually don't know how, like, effective Rate My Professor is, because, like, the one thing that I think it's important to know what you're expecting, right? So it's, like, if you have two options for, like, one class, right, and you were like, okay, which professor should I go to, and you pick the one with, like, the better rating, and sort of, I guess if he's more like relaxed or whatever, you're like, okay, I'm gonna go with this guy. But I think there's just some things that I just don't like. I know, like, there's the hotness meter, which I don't know. It's like, ooh, right? I don't really, is that really a thing that's, like, fucking necessary? Like, I get it. I guess it's just kind of there for the hell of it. And it's, like, kind of adding, I don't know. It's just, like, you're just, like, okay, you're just rating the attractiveness of a teacher. It's just kind of dumb, I guess. And, like, at this point, does it even really matter, like, if the professor's, like, attractive, you know? Like, does it help to concentrate, you know? I don't get that. Like, is it just there for the hell of it? I think it's just kind of dumb, you know? I think Rate My Professor is just trying to be, like, you know, we have all these, like, rating systems. We're gonna just throw this one in. Just for the hell of it, just to make it seem like it's, like, a fun thing, rather than, like, an actual, like, complaint or whatever. But I just don't think it's necessary at all to have the hotness meter. I feel like it adds nothing of, like, actual interest or whatever, you know? That's what I have to say about my current experiences, which is not a whole lot, because I didn't really actually cite any experiences, you know? I'm just kind of going on and about certain things, you know? Decent time for recollection. I don't know if I'm going to be doing this. Yeah, I'm going to do this pretty soon. I'm going to post we did a review recently. I think that it's either going to be up before this one or going to be up at the same time as this one. So a new review is going to be up, and this one's going to be up as well, and I'm going to try to be somewhat more consistent for posting and shit like that. I want to try to build this as, like, a habit, because, like, I've mentioned this before, but I used to, like, kind of journal and shit, and now this is my way of doing it, mainly because, like, I don't know, I feel like writing it down isn't as effective as it was for me before. I just can't really get certain ideas across when I write it down, as opposed to, like, speaking. I was much more of a textual person than a audio person. I don't know what the terminology is, but I think it's like a decent way to just kind of document shit, get things off your chest and all that. So that's probably gonna be it for today. Thanks for listening. Hope to catch you guys soon. See ya.